This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back. Remember, you can now listen to the show anytime you like. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app, go to podcastone.com or the iTunes store and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. On the phone with me now is Fred Bolacci. He is the author of the book, The Restaurant Diet, How to Eat Out Every Night and Still Lose Weight. It's our pleasure to welcome Steve Bolacci to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. How are you, Steve?
I am excellent, Rodney. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, let's start at the beginning for you. Now, you were this super successful attorney. However, you say that you were unhappy. You were struggling with your weight. Is that right?
Yes, I've struggled with weight issues ever since childhood. I was the fattest kid in middle school. I gained and lost weight a number of times during the course of my teenage years and adulthood, and finally reached the point that I was well over 300 pounds for 5 years and tried numerous diets, tried to lose weight many times. I lost 20, 30 pounds before, but could never keep it off because every time I tried to lose weight, I was miserable. I felt deprived, and I would gain the weight back and then feel like a failure, and it would just...
Yeah, it would be a cycle. Now, you talk about this. You say that you understand that what led to your overeating, and it started in your childhood. Is that right?
Yes. I realized, looking back, that I was an emotional eater, emotional overeater. I ate when I felt angry or sad or depressed. It really stemmed from the time when my parents got divorced. I turned to food. I was an only child. I grew up in a family with a lot of great food. We were Italian-American growing up in New York, and everybody was literally an amazing cook. We had so much good food, and I didn't realize it, but a lot of my family members also used food for comfort. So it became just the default thing to do. And being the fattest kid in school, I was bullied, picked on, teased mercilessly. So instead of trying to lose weight, I just go home and eat more. It was really a vicious cycle.
Okay. Now, what is it that finally gave you the power to change your life, to lose the weight? What happened?
Well, it was a number of things. I was diagnosed with sleep apnea at around the time I was 30. I had severe disc problems, herniated discs from all the weight. I was miserable. I had a hard time even going to get the mail. Life was not pleasant. I mean, one would think I was a successful attorney. I had an MBA. I was doing well in my career, everything else. I had everything else going for me, except I wasn't happy inside, and I couldn't shake the food or diet long enough on any of the conventional plans that I tried long enough to lose the weight. And even if I lost some weight, I couldn't keep it off because I'd just go back to doing what I did. So being diagnosed with sleep apnea and suffering from high blood pressure, herniated discs, and not being able to do things that I once enjoyed, like play golf or swim. I mean, I was mortified to look at myself in a bathing suit. I stopped dating. I basically gave up on so many parts of my life that I loved to eat, but the food was doing more harm than good. So I reached a point that I had to figure out a way to do it that would work for me. Somebody that liked to eat out, and somebody that tried so many different other ways that just seemed like torture. So that's what I did.
Okay. So we're going to talk about that. I want to talk about the book in a second here, but let's talk first about dining out, because you lost 150 pounds while dining out, which most people, you know, you think of that as a taboo, you know, it doesn't go together, and you've kept it off for 7 years. How did you do it? And first of all, when we talk about dining out, let's be clear, you're not talking about fast food restaurants, are you?
No, I typically don't eat in fast food restaurants, although there are times such as you're in a hurry or I'm traveling, running through an airport where I was, for whatever reason, maybe delayed or unable to plan in advance, that a fast food option, making a well-informed choice at a fast food restaurant to have something to tide you over, is actually better than not eating at all. But typically I eat in regular restaurants, anything from neighborhood mom and pops all the way up to 4- and 5-star restaurants, some national chains, local places. I just enjoy eating out. To me, it's something social. I do it for business. I dine out a lot. I travel a lot for the business, for work. So dining out was convenient and it was also necessary. So like if I'm on a business trip, being forced to go up to my hotel room and eat something prepackaged that I pick up in a store on some diet plan and be done eating in 10 minutes and not be able to socialize with colleagues or friends or whatever is miserable. It's all I would be doing is sitting there watching TV, looking at all the food I couldn't have.
Okay. So how did you lose the 150 pounds while dining out? How did you do it?
Well, it's a funny story, actually. I went away to a residential weight loss facility, a couple of renowned ones, but it was the second time I went. I went for a month and decided I was desperate. I wanted to stick to the plan, learned everything I could, established a calorie budget, started exercising, everything else, and then ate with all the other inmates there, food that I found really unpalatable. I tried it for a week. I mean, I hated every minute of it. It's a place that people have written books about, that 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, you're back in the dormitory and you hear a knock on the neighbor's door. It's Pizza Hut delivering. I mean, it's so unrealistic, these things, that that's what happens. People end up going right off the wagon. But I stuck with it for a week, lost 5 or 6 pounds, and I decided, you know, instead of doing this for the rest of my life or however long it would take to lose 100 or 150 pounds, whatever, why not try doing what I always did? I always traveled. I mean, growing up, we would literally plan vacations around where we're going to eat. So I'm in this new city, place I hadn't been before. I went online and just looked up what were the, you know, best restaurants in the area. Like if I weren't on a quote unquote diet, if I were just visiting this town, where would I like to go eat? So I found 3 restaurants, an Italian restaurant, like just like one I would go to back home, a Japanese sushi place, and a Brazilian steakhouse. And I figured, why not try dining out in these restaurants, sticking to the calorie budget and food plan that I developed working with a nutritionist back at the facility, and see how I could do it. I mean, see how I do. So I did it, went to the Italian place one night, the second night the Japanese, the third night the Brazilian, ordered regular food off the menu, made informed choices, plugged calories into an app or program just to see, I mean, what I was eating, make sure that it was within reason. I'd have a glass of wine, something that none of these diets or facilities ever allowed. I mean, just like normal life. I mean, this was something that I figured if I could do this here for that week, I did it. I did it for a week, and then I did it again for a second week. I lost 5 pounds each week. So it's basically, I enjoyed the experience. I ate out in regular, normal restaurants like a regular, normal person would. So I ended up taking this home and doing it at home. And whenever I traveled, I would go out to eat normal foods in normal restaurants. I cook home a couple nights a week too when I'm home, but I usually eat out 4 to 5 nights a week and several times a week for breakfast or lunch. So it was really learning how to make better choices, learning how to make peace with food. I mean, I had to realize that I didn't need to eat everything or order everything on the menu at once, make choices, and stop eating before I was stuffed instead of just sitting there shoving food into my mouth because I had nothing better to do.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, we're speaking to author Fred Bellacci. He's the author of the book, The Restaurant Diet, How to Eat Out Every Night and Still Lose Weight. Remember, for more information on the show, you can like us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Or you can also now listen to the show anytime you like. Just go to your favorite podcast app or podcastone.com or iTunes and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Now, Fred, what tips can you offer to our listeners if they would like to go to their favorite restaurant? Let's talk about how they can talk to their chef or the wait staff to ensure that they're eating healthier while they are dining out. What tips can you offer?
Well, absolutely. The best thing that I suggest doing is whenever you're going to go out to eat, if you're able to, take a look at the menu in advance. Most restaurants have them online. And make some choices. I mean, think about what you'd like to eat and plug the various foods into a software program or an app, such as LiveStrong or Spark People, and see if they're within your budget. Oftentimes, restaurant portions are very large. Ask for half portions, or I also like to ask for a to-go container when the food comes. Tell them, when you bring the food, please bring a to-go box. I'm going to box half of it up, and I'll have it for lunch the next day, perhaps. Also, engage the staff. Be polite but firm. Tell them what you're doing. I like to put it out there that I'm looking to be healthy, or I was looking to lose weight at the time, to walk into a restaurant 300-something pounds. Many of the places knew me as one of their best customers. I'd order enough for three people. So I had to go in and change that perception in a place that people knew me as an overeater, or a new restaurant someplace I hadn't been, that the perception often is somebody who's very overweight wants to eat a lot. So they often would tell me, I mean, you walk into a restaurant, I mean, they don't know that I'm trying to lose weight unless I tell them. So they'll tell me about the fattening specials or the 12-layer chocolate cake, things that somebody who's looking to lose weight doesn't need to be tempted with. As far as working with the staff and the chefs, many chefs will accommodate requests like sauce on the side or go light on the butter, things like that. And if you simply ask, most of them are more than happy to accommodate and prepare things lighter for you to accommodate people that are looking to lose weight. So you shouldn't have to suffer through eating at home or meals that are unpleasant or unpalatable. You should be able to go out to eat. Just make better choices and put it out there. Let the restaurant staff know what you're doing. They'll want to work with you. I found that to be the case.
All right. Now, let me ask you this, Fred. Let's talk about the book here. The book is The Restaurant Diet, How to Eat Out Every Night and Still Lose Weight. Tell us about the book and tell us how you put the book together. Tell us about the book, if you will.
Well, The Restaurant Diet is really my love letter to food. It's not really a diet per se. It's more of a lifestyle. It is part weight loss book. It's the four-phase weight loss plan that I developed working with my cardiologist and nutritionist, as well as a therapist. And it tells people how, exactly how to walk into any restaurant and be successful. Also talks about things like exercise, dealing with the emotional issues, and what to do in each phase as the weight begins to come off, and then how to maintain the weight loss. I found that maintaining is actually more difficult than losing the weight. Once the weight loss is done, we no longer have the excitement of numbers dropping on the scale, and then life goes on, and we have to try to find new and other interests to take the place of the excess food. So it's really one part diet book. It's also part cookbook. We've got recipes from 100 top restaurants from coast to coast, including several top nationwide chains. So people who are traveling have many options. And also, if you like to cook at home, now you have recipes from many great chefs with nutrition facts and even suggestions, some directly from the chefs themselves, on how to make a dish lighter, portion suggestions, pairings, even wine pairing notes. And then the third part is it's really part travel book. It's got vignettes about all these different restaurants. The Restaurant Diet really is three books in one: diet book, cookbook, and travel book.
So obviously this works, Fred. You did it. But eating out every night, that can't be healthy.
Well, eating out can be healthy if you make the right choices. Eating home can be bad for you if you make the wrong choices. It's really learning how to up your game with food, whether you're eating out, whether you're eating home, wherever you eat. I mean, restaurants typically do have portions that are larger than we need. And of course, you're not in control of the cooking, but you're able to take back some of that control by simply researching in advance, talking to the chef, to the staff, and asking for reasonable accommodations and requests. It doesn't have to be a difficult or scary experience. Dining out should actually be fun and can easily be part of anybody's healthy lifestyle, just with proper procedures, which the restaurant diet will tell you.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something. You talked about how you drink wine. And sometimes, you know, on your diet plans, wine is not part of it, but you still say that you can drink wine and lose weight. How so?
Well, I suggest if you enjoy wine, not to give it up. I don't suggest drinking a bottle a day or anything. I had one glass of wine per day, even on the strictest phase one of my weight loss, six nights a week if I wanted it. One day a week was a cleanse day where I didn't drink. And if maybe wine's not your thing, maybe you like to drink beer instead, consider having a beer, but limit it to one. I mean, one is better than none. Most diets I tried didn't allow anything, and they didn't work for me. I went to another weight loss facility and sat down the first night and ordered a meal that I didn't particularly care for. And it was at a nice place with a tablecloth and candles and bone china and everything. And silly me asked for a wine list, and all the other people, many who were bigger than I was, all started laughing. Many had been there before and were back for more because maybe it worked, maybe it didn't, but they were all struggling with weight. And said, "You can't drink wine on a diet." I said, "No, well, watch me." I ended up doing exactly that.
Okay, so you talked about your issues with emotional eating. What's your advice to people who have emotional eating issues and then they encounter setbacks and they start overeating? What do you say to those listening this morning that have experienced that? We've all been there. You've had those setbacks. How do you come back from those?
Setbacks are inevitable. We're human. And the best part is, best advice I could give is to embrace ourselves and accept our humanity, accept that we're not perfect and we're going to have setbacks. I recommend being completely open and honest. If you have a setback or you hit a plateau or you go off the wagon for any amount of time, deal with it. Ask yourself why you're doing it. I suggest working with a qualified therapist, somebody that deals with eating disorders, people that eat too much, or many people end up going the opposite way, become anorexic, bulimic, because their relationship with food isn't good. Many people's relationships, our relationships with ourselves aren't good, and that's a reflection of it. So I suggest dealing with the emotional issues and working with somebody qualified, a professional, a therapist, part of a long-term strategy. Somebody that used to eat whatever I wanted and ate for the wrong reasons. There were a lot of emotional reasons that I did that. I wasn't too crazy about myself. I didn't really like myself very much. And eating was a way of avoiding things I didn't want to deal with. When I was 150 pounds overweight, and I didn't have to date anybody. I wouldn't be rejected. I figured I'd automatically be rejected. I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think this, that, or the other thing. And learning to like ourselves and eventually love ourselves goes hand in hand with eating better. If we like and love ourselves, we want to give ourselves the very best. Not more than we need. It's like standing there at a gas station pumping gas. And once the pump clicks, says the tank's full, you're standing there continuing to squeeze it and squirt gas all over the parking lot. I mean, that's what overeating is like, and that's not a healthy way of living, and it's certainly not something that we do out of self-love. It's really self-loathing, I found, and I had to learn to change the relationship and perception of myself to want to be better, to want to do better, to believe that I deserved a better life than being somebody who was fat and unhappy.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. Fred, if our listeners would like to get a copy of the book, again, the title of the book is The Restaurant Diet, How to Eat Out Every Night and Still Lose Weight. How can our listeners find out more about the book and more about you, Fred?
Go to my website, www.fredbolacci, B as in boy, O-L-L-A-C-I, enterprises.com. Also, check me out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Fred Bolacci Enterprises. The book's also on Amazon.com. BarnesandNoble.com, and in many Barnes & Noble locations, as well as select independents nationwide.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Fred. Good luck with the book.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
We've been speaking to Fred Bolacci. The title of the book is The Restaurant Diet. For more information on the show, visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.